All the news all the time, travel and weather every 10 minutes. You can follow us on Twitter at LBC London News. The latest line from Barking, 12 people have been arrested in connection with that London terror attack in London Bridge last night. Well, the American President Donald Trump has taken to Twitter to assail what he argues is the political correctness of the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. It's not the first time a member of the Trump family has taken on the mayor over his approach to terrorism. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks joins me live. Simon, first, what exactly has Donald Trump said here today?
Well, a pretty astonishing start once again, Alex, to Donald Trump's day at the White House. He appears to have woken up. I suspect he's turned on his television, something that we know he does every morning. Consumed a little bit of breakfast time television here in the United States, obviously dominated as it is by the awful overnight events in London. And then he has turned to Twitter. And he started out by saying, "We must stop being politically correct and get down to the business of security for our people. If we don't get smart, it will only get worse." And then a few moments later came the slam at Sadiq Khan. "At least 7 dead and 48 wounded, wrote Donald Trump on Twitter. "And the mayor of London says there is no reason to be alarmed." And then this particular tweet storm wraps up with Donald Trump saying, "Do you notice we're not having a gun debate right now? That's because they used knives and a truck." Now, there will be those who wonder as to exactly what kind of message Donald Trump is trying to send to a transatlantic partner that he says that he cherishes, and indeed a transatlantic partner that he hopes to visit for a state visit later this year through those messages on Twitter. But certainly Donald Trump absolutely indicating that he completely disagrees with Sadiq Khan's comments, at least the way that he, Donald Trump, has characterized those comments.
And more generally, last night, as the attacks unfolded, his reaction to them was somewhat unusual then, wasn't it?
Well, it was extraordinary to watch, because normally, of course, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat in the White House under circumstances such as these, the first thing you do is put a statement out saying that you are deeply alarmed by what's occurred and sending messages of sympathy and messages of support. That is not what Donald Trump did last night. Within moments of the attacks on London Bridge being reported, the first thing that he did was to retweet a story from the conservative leader Drudge Report that described the events in London as a terror attack. He did that long before the Metropolitan Police themselves confirmed that this was a terrorist incident. And indeed, several news organizations here decided as an editorial matter of policy not to retweet what Donald Trump himself had retweeted, because they believed that that would be editorially irresponsible and spreading information that at the time was not known to be true. After that, Donald Trump again on Twitter said, "We need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. We need the courts to give us back our rights. We need the travel ban." Remember, he wants to close America's borders to citizens of 6 predominantly Muslim countries. "We need the travel ban as an extra level of safety." That is a tweet that I suspect will be read to the justices of the Supreme Court when they finally get to determine whether Donald Trump's travel ban was constitutional or not. Then, and only then, did he say, "Whatever the United States can do to help out in London and the UK, we will be there. We are with you. God bless." Much later in the evening, the White House put out a statement saying that Donald Trump had called Theresa May personally and had conveyed his concerns, sympathies and condolences as a result of the attack. So it was the politics first. It was the sort of presidential stuff second, and that's definitely raising eyebrows here.
There's a bit of history here. Trump versus Sadiq Khan, right?
Well, the Trumps versus Sadiq Khan. It was Donald Trump Jr. Who slammed Sadiq Khan on Twitter for political correctness in the immediate aftermath of the Westminster attack just a few weeks ago. Now, at the time, his father, Donald Trump, did not follow suit. But this, you know, we should just bear, this is an extraordinary moment. The President of the United States, within hours of a major attack on the British capital, taking the Mayor of London publicly publicly to task, as he, the President of the United States, still hopes one of these days to be rattling through the centre of London in a gilded regal stagecoach, sitting alongside the Queen for a state visit. You know, this is going to be very challenging, ultimately, for the British authorities to deal with.
And finally, is this a further indication that the so-called special relationship between the US and the UK is entering some uncharted waters under Mr. Trump?
Well, I mean, I think there's no question that it is, because by inference, what Donald Trump is saying is that Sadiq Khan's political correctness is at fault here. But previously, back in March, when the Westminster attack occurred, Donald Trump Jr. was excoriating Sadiq Khan for suggesting that everybody in London should, as of course Londoners always do, carry on living their lives normally, even in the aftermath of an horrific terrorist attack like this. Well, Theresa May, as you've been hearing throughout the day, has said exactly the same thing with regard to this attack, even though she, of course, is advancing the argument that enough is enough. There's just a different viewpoint between between British society generally on how one responds to this kind of an assault on fundamental British values, and the approach as it is espoused and recommended by the Trumps. And that is going, I think, only to create fresh and further strains in the relationship. The one positive thing, I suppose, over the last few hours in terms of that relationship is that law enforcement sources here were not leaking like sieves in the way in which they were after the Manchester attack, possibly because they got the message from Theresa May and others about not doing that again. Or was it perhaps because the British authorities were constrained in the amount of information that they were actually sharing with the Americans? Either way, we didn't see very many leaks last night here.
Simon Marks, our reporter in Washington, as ever, thank you very much for your time. Simon Marks there reporting for us live from Washington in regards to the relationship, or maybe the lack of it, between Sadiq Khan, our mayor here, and Donald Trump over there.